This is old Lois, and I'm fixing to tell you something it's really created a problem down here, what they call a crisis. But I'm going to do something a little different this time. My podcast is getting, long, and my girl Emily told me that people didn't have that much time to, listen to a podcast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split this podcast up into different parts and maybe do a part one day and then a part the next day. And that'd be easier on me and it'd be easier on you too. So this podcast is called Kitten Scandal is what it is, a kitten scandal. And stuff happens down here all the time, and I don't know nothing about it. And I guess I spend too much time with these cows, but, I have to. That takes up a lot of my time, milking the cows and feeding them and putting them out to pasture and then hauling the milk up to the schoolhouse and that lumber camp and the hospital. That's a full-time job. So I don't have much time, seems like, to keep up with what's going on in the community. But anyway, I'm going to go on with the story. And what happened was that they've got this option up here at the stock barn. It happens twice a month. And I always go up there whenever I can because they've got, stuff. You can get good bargains on stuff if you need it. Like, I got some milk cans up here at one time that was, somebody had gone out of business and they was selling them cheap. And I bid on them and got them. And a long time back, I bought my girl, Emily, a pony, and she rode him there for years and years. Years and years. She rode it till she was about, 9, 10 years old. And so I go up there every time, every chance I get. And so I went up there about 2 weeks ago. It always happens on a Thursday. And I went up there and I didn't see nothing I wanted. So I started back. And it was about dark by the time I got back. And I passed this little old beer garden up here on right at the fork of the road. It's right off of Highway 64 up there at Crawfordsville. And it's about a quarter of a mile off the road on this gravel road. I don't drink, of course. I don't drink beer, but I always get me a grape knee-high whenever I go by there. If I've got time, I always stop and get me a grape knee-high. Well, I went up to that place, and, I'd never heard such a racket in all my life, and people was all parked all over that lot. I couldn't find no place to park. And I had to park out there in the road. All I wanted was that grape knee-high, and I went up there, and I couldn't get in. People was lined up out there trying to get in that place, and I finally went around back and went up to the back door and knocked on the door. And this woman, she cooks back there and everything, and I told her what I wanted, and she got me a grape knee-high out, and I told her, just tell old Carl, Carl's a manager, owner up there, and he used to be a professional wrestler, Carl will go about 300 pounds, and don't nobody fool with Carl, and I told her, I said, tell old Carl that I got it, and I'll be by to pay him tomorrow. So anyway, I went on home and drunk my grape knee-high, And I got to wondering what they was doing up there, because all those people them had this whole crowd of people, and I couldn't understand what in the world they was doing. So I happened to see Flossie Butts the next day, and I asked her, I said, Flossie, I told her about, you know, going up there, going by there, and I said, what is going on up there? And she just, you know, sniffed at me, and she said, the devil's loose up there. And I said, what in the world are you talking about? And she said, the devil's loose, that's all I'm going to say. And so I was wondering about it, and I got to asking her question. Well, she wouldn't talk about it. She just said, I ain't going to talk about that. Said it's lewd, and immoral, and she said she wasn't going to talk about it. And so that just got me to wondering that much more, you know, what it was. And so I found old Jimmy Vandersteeg. I went up there to see him. He was up there at his, you know, his daddy has got him a garage. His daddy's a banker up there, and he finally opened Jimmy up a garage, which is what Jimmy wanted to do all along. Jimmy ain't got no business banking, you know. He likes cars, and so he's just tickled to death to have that garage. But I found old Jimmy up there, and I said, Jimmy, what? And I told him about going up there to that beer garden up there, old Carl's Beer Garden. And I said, what in the world's going on up there? And Jimmy said, now, Mr. Porter, you know as good as I do what's going on up there. And I said, no, Jimmy, I don't. I said, I ain't got no idea. And he said, well, he told me about it, and I think this has gone on long enough, so what I'm going to do now is publish this podcast, and then I'm going to continue it tomorrow, and I'll let you know what old Jimmy told me. But it has really created a scandal down here in this community, and I don't know yet how it's going to come out.